The test was developed by the Center for Educational Testing and Evaluation at the University of Kansas, known as CETE. Board member John Bacon from Olathe says taxpayers need to know they're getting their money's worth.
You know, it's too expensive. We just cannot be funding a research project for CETE. You need to produce what you said that you would in the contract, what we're paying you for.
Marianne Perry with CETE says outside cyber attacks that disrupted testing were a huge issue, but she also says there were problems on their end.
We had mistakes that were totally on us. We take responsibility for them. We are making the improvements, and we intend to be ready to go next spring, hopefully with no issues.
There will still be some broad trends released about Kansas students. The federal government generally requires the release of testing data, but Kansas will be asking for an exception to the policy this year. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.